Yeah, what's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being up with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up, y'all out there?
It's all good. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. P-U-T-E-M on blast radio. All inquiries, hit us up. putemonblastradio@gmail.com or on Facebook. You can hit us up at Put 'Em On Blast Radio, or you can hit us up, Crazy Mo 916, that's Crazy with a K, Mo with no E 916, or Miss Kimmy Simone, which is M-I-S-S, Kimmy Simone on Facebook. It's all good, it's all love. Everybody out there got love all the way around all four corners from Put 'Em On Blast Radio and Raw Dog Music. You know, and off top, we want to thank everybody for all the love and all the support. We want to thank Madman UNG Records, like always, Miss Very Sexy Lady, you know, Bipolar Naked Magazine, West Coast Hip Hop Awards. You know, we got much love from them. You know, much love for everybody. You know, everybody. ROK, you know, it is everybody, you know, so many people to name. You know, we just got love and we thank you guys all dearly. It's 2013 and this is a whole new year. And like I said last night, everybody need to do their own thing and go their own way and get their own businesses started and get your money right. And as far as everybody know, you know, this is Thursday and we have special guest Madman UNG Records coming on the line, and tonight is the music industry discussion, and we have some artists calling in, and we're just going to be talking about, you know, how much does the internet help artist sales music, you know, and do Facebook, Twitter, and et cetera help artists promote albums, show more than radio advertisement for 4x6 flyers, you know, all that. Is the internet distracting for artists? You know, why artists don't get signed anymore? Can artists get on without selling out? You know, just different things is what we're going to touch bases on. And right now, like always, I got to give my introduction for Madman, UNG Records.
Madman, say what's good.
What up, Come on, Black Radio. What's good, Madman? It's all love. You know what it is. You know, you got much love. And you got much love. What's good?
I'm just chilling, big homie. I'm ready to do this. Go in on them. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And, you know, Miss Kimmy Simone got much love for you, too, like she always say, man.
Man.
What up,
it's all
Simone?
Love. That's what's
Why
up.
Are you so
It's all good. But I was just telling everybody, you know, we're just going to be talking about, like, how much does the internet help artist sales sell music, you know? And on that note right there, is it really helping artists sell music or is it making artists' music decline? See what I'm saying? In your opinion, what do you feel? Do you feel like it's really helping them? Because in my opinion, sometimes I feel like it is helping certain artists. But other artists, I feel like it could be killing their career because it's like stooping too low to, you know, for being on a certain internet sites trying to sell their music, you know, instead of doing it the old-fashioned way, the original way. Because most people, you know, can still sell music the original way and don't need the internet at all to sell millions. But some people need that internet to sell music. You know, and it does help some, and it kills some people's career, but how do you feel on that?
Oh, man, that's a deep subject right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people get killed because they're not performing no more, and they're just doing strictly internet, so now they're internet rappers or whatever you want to call it, and they forgot about the art form of music, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, it's like you said, it's hurting and helping. Some artists that ain't never had a deal, they get to get on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and set up an account, and the internet world get to see them and things like that. But they don't realize that it put a pause on your game. You don't put a package together to go shop and get a deal no more. You're more worried about who's seeing you on the internet when you really need to be worried about getting your project signed to get the money, you know what I'm saying, to get on the red carpet. you just won an award. You're doing good. You didn't get in no trouble this year. All you did was a bunch of good shows, you know what I'm saying, and videos and appearances. But, you know, that come later, but they're not paying attention to that. They're looking at it right now. Facebook. I get on Facebook. Ooh, 70,000 people looking at me. I'm on YouTube. I had 200,000 hits. All right, that's good. Now, do that, but at the same time, be like, have your business established. Like, today you see Russell Simms. Russell Simms don't really want to talk to you about no music, not unless you're 100% legit and you're ready. So you got a business card, and you give it to him. He Google you. When he Google you, then he see your 200,000 punches on YouTube, this, that. He's going to be like, oh, man, he with the business. I'm going to give him a call. That's what you're doing this for, y'all. You're not doing this, you know, just to look good or have a profile jumping. You're doing this so when you run into these companies, you be professionally ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they got to do.
Excuse me. And I want to also say, what do you feel about, like, they got trending on the internet about how YouTube did a crackdown on mainstream industry as far as Rihanna and Justin Bieber and certain artists like that, how they used to have so many million views, but now they took them away because the truth came out, all those views were paid for, so YouTube stripped them of them and made them have to work for those views. So now when you look at it, instead of it saying a million or so views, now it only say maybe a couple of thousand views. See what I'm saying? Because a real fan will watch your videos. You don't have to pay to have somebody's picture or profile put on your profile, on your page. You know what I'm saying? So YouTube cracked down on that. What do you think about that? Do you think that was good for YouTube to crack down on mainstream artists or anybody who's paying for all these profile views, or do you think it's hurting them from doing that? Is it good or bad to you?
It's really both. Like you said, YouTube is a good site for indie artists, for deal for people to see their videos. So when they're on the streets doing these shows, or they're on a concert, open up for people, and they got their business flyer together, 4x6 flyer, and they say, here, this is me, man. My name is Madman. I'm from UNG Records. Would you like to check out my new song? Then they look at the flyer, and they Google it to YouTube and see my videos. You know what I'm saying? Now, YouTube just used to be wide open. Anybody could do anything. Now they got these clauses, like you say. They got where you can promote your page. You can pay for your page. You can pay to get your videos, get more views, like you said. It could be a hoax, you know, like some of these artists come out 40 million views for Lady Gaga. Dang, 40 million views for Lady Gaga? Or did they pay for it? You know, or is it a circle Illuminati thing or whatever. Who knows, you know what I'm saying? But if you just put anything on there and don't pay no money, you ain't gonna have a lot of views if you're not famous. You know what I mean? So that's where YouTube winning. They make the indie artists pay a whole lot. Like you said, big artists like an Ice Cube, he ain't got to do that. He just dropped something new, and he got a million fans that's going to check him out. So that brings him a million-plus fans going to automatically look at his video. You know what I'm saying?
See, and that's just crazy. You know, I felt like it was good because it lets you know who's a real good artist and who has fans that's willing to watch their stuff, like I said before, you know. But I don't know. YouTube, I'm on their side on that one. You know, some people might not agree, but I agree with them on that. You know, keep it real. See what I'm saying? Don't be fake. See what I'm saying? Keep it real.
Yeah,
because
I be wondering myself about that too, man. People do fake shit on YouTube, man. Then all of a sudden, they got all these views. A little baby falls and busts his nose. 300,000 views.
Viral.
You know, this girl right here, she been performing all across the whole entire world. She only got 8,000 views. I'll be like, wait. Something ain't right about that. You know what I mean? Did they support it? Because YouTube got that thing where you pay for it. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like you said, the other people hustle it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a hustler, y'all, independent artists out there that's listening, hustle up on your video. YouTube say that you can sign a contract with them, and every time your video gets punched, they'll pay you. You know what I'm saying?
See?
You probably got to have so many videos before you collect a check. But, hey, man, you in the game. Keep your eyes and ears open for every dollar door that's open.
See? Y'all didn't know that neither. See what I'm saying? Get a contract with YouTube and get paid. See what I'm saying? You got to put in some work a little bit, but you get paid. See what I'm saying? For y'all who didn't know, now you do know. And you heard it right here first. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio.
Put them on. West Coast
man,
radio.
Man, and right now, man, while we got you on the line, is there any shout-outs you might want to give out?
Yeah, I want to shout out Madman, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out the big homie Crazy Mo. We put him in work every Thursday for the artists out there, you know what I'm saying? For the homies that then got big heart, they just got the mind, you know what I'm saying? You know, put all the homies out there, man, you know what I'm saying? Get them in check, let people know what's going on, man. This underground music ain't going to stop, man. We're going to keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? Tonight, I'm just going to bang on everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout out Crooked Eye. Shout out the Horseshoe Gang, you know what I'm saying? Demetrius, Capone, Love and Luciano, Kenny Siegel, you know what I'm saying? Sauce the Boss, Game Warden, you know what I mean? J-Mo to Mike Hogg. Say what up to J-Smoke, Double X, Nino, Timmy Simone, Miss Very Sexy Lady. We riding. Every Thursday, y'all, we promoting these projects to the names that I'm saying. People got projects out. Please support them. Go to the iTunes, Amazon, you know what I'm saying? Check us out, man, you know what I'm saying? You buy a blunt every day. You buy a cup of cappuccino one day, you know, go ahead and bust an album. Or take your time to sit down and read a book. If you ain't going to mess with music, get God back in your life, man, and learn what this world is really about, man, what you're here for. You're not here just to be, you know, doing music and music only. God gave you a voice to be used. So, you know what I'm saying, let him use you and you use your voice the way it's supposed to be used. They're supposed to be making songs, Kill Whitey, you know what I'm saying, or Kill Black Man, or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Make some positive songs. It ain't all about, make a universal album, basically, cut to the point, all right, y'all?
That's what's up. And you guys heard it out the mouth of Madman, UNG Records, and that's what all the teens want to hear, see what I'm saying? More positive messages in music. So that's what y'all need to do. Step your game up. Step your positive message game up. But right now, man, we're going to get to a caller that's online, and I want the caller to say what's good to put him on Blast Radio. You live.
Yo, what's up?
This sounds like my big homie.
Huh?
Who is this?
The Jet.
Jet. What up, Jet?
Yo, it's Jet.
Where you calling from, Jet?
So I'm calling from Atlanta.
That's what's up.
Georgia in the house, ATL.
Shout out to the A.
You already know, straight up.
I much love from Atlanta. What's up, Jet? What is there any shout out you want to give out to anybody, Jet? Well, we got you live. I'll put them on Blast Radio.
Let me shout out my team, Flat Crew Records. I mean, they holding it down. You know, we going to do what we going to do. We going to grind. And also, shout out to the supporters and everybody who don't know about me but who is going to know about me. So, shout out to everybody, man. Really. Shout out to everybody.
Right.
That's
what's up. Flat Crew, man. I've seen Flat Crew before,
you know. Shoot out your info.
Oh, what'd you say?
Give out your information while we got you on the line.
Well, you can check my Twitter out. Jet is Music, that's JETISMUSIC. You can also check my Facebook out, that's J.E.T. And my official website is JetIsMusic.TK, that's JETISMUSIC.TK.
That's what's up. You heard it right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. That's Jet. Everybody go out there and support that artist. See what I'm saying? That's what Put Them on Blast Radio is all about. It's all about networking and supporting, and that's what we do. And, Jet, is there a positive message that you can give out to all the young, upcoming artists coming out in the industry?
Man, all I can really say is, man, focus. Don't worry about what anybody say about your music, because nobody can see the vision like you do. So just go with your craft and never underline yourself, meaning just never give yourself a lower standard. Always look up for the next. You feel me? And always get your education too. You want to stay in school. Education is key too, as well. So you definitely want to get your education before anything.
That's right. Education is important in this day and time. 2013. Education is the key. You understand?
Exactly.
So that's the key, y'all. Don't get distracted just because I'm talking to high school and college students right now. Don't get distracted because you're in class learning American history. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and learn the American history, but step outside the box and learn your history so that way you can put two and two together. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm grown, and I feel it's kind of wrong when it comes to education to charge a human being hundreds of thousands of dollars just to go to school. That's wrong, y'all. When the education, you go on the Internet and get it for free now. So just think about how many millions of people in America have been robbed.
That's what's up. And, Jet, while we got you on the line, I want to ask you, do you think artists can get signed without selling out nowadays, in your opinion?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm not even trying to brag here, but yeah, most definitely, this could the fact of where everything started at with indie artists and all that. To be honest with you, the story behind it is I had a demo deal with Island Def Jam. I only had like, what, 4,000 followers on Twitter? Once my contract expired with Island Def Jam, I started grinding my own and made my own record label. I got over 100,000 followers on Twitter. And it's proved to you that you don't have to sell out. You can stay true to your own music and be yourself and still get a fan base, because you want a fan base before you get signed. You feel me? And if you already have a fan base before you get signed, they can't really tell you to switch up, because that's what your fans want. Right?
That's right. That's a real point, y'all. He let y'all know right then and there, if you're already established, once you get to that door, they're not going to try to change you. They're just going to work with you. They're going to try to put some money behind you. It's going to be on you to work with them or not. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Just look at Wiz Khalifa. He's still smoking. They can't change that, because that's his image.
That's right. That's a great point. I hope you youngsters out there listening, my man dropping them jewels, Jet, you know what I'm saying, support him. Go to his Facebook and his Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Jet, call Crazy Mo, set up an interview where you can come back, man, and get your music played and all that kind, you know what I'm saying? Call at me so you can bang on the other radio stations. We got radio stations jumping. We going in.
That's what's up. All you do is, everybody out there, I'm going to give you this information again. Besides this, Jet, this is for anybody and everybody. If you want an interview, you want promotion, if you want certain music just to be played, you know, email us, hit us up, let us know who you is, see what I'm saying, at putemonblastradio@gmail.com. P-U-T-E-M onblastradio@gmail.com. And we'll get it from there. Send 1 to 3 tracks and a photo. We'll put you on a flyer and add you to the calendar, hook you all up with an interview. It's 30 minutes, 9 o'clock, West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time for everybody out there. See what I'm saying? So it's all good. But if you need a time earlier, just let me know. Anytime in the morning time or at night time, midday, it ain't working. So those are the hours. So it's all good, but like I said, just hit us up, putemonblastradio@gmail.com, and it's all love. And we show you love. Just show us love. That's all we ask. And show us support like we show you guys support, because we support everybody. It's for free. We don't charge anything like that. And anything you have new coming up in the future, just let us know. If you have any flyers or promotional things, tools that you want issued out to the public in different locations, feel free to email us the information, and we can exchange addresses like that instead of, you know, like this, you know, offline. So that way we can get it cracking, and then, you know, we can get the word out to everybody out here in California or wherever, you know, and it'll be all good, and it's all love. Free of charge. Just like I said, hit me up, Crazy Mo, Blood Vino, the host of Put 'Em On Blast Radio, or Miss Kimmy Simone, which is my co-host. Feel free to get at her on Facebook. You'll see her, Miss Kimmy Simone, M-I-S-S, Kimmy Simone, K-I-M-M-Y, Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, and you'll find her, and it's all good. Add her as a friend, and we'll go on from there. But right now, I just want to ask you, Jet, another question. Do you think the Internet is distracting for artists?
No, it's not distracting. You need the Internet to make it out. Nowadays, the artists, it's not like back in the 1990s where very few people rapping could just go around the corner to a record label and get put on. You feel me? It's more like on the Internet. You need the Internet as an artist today. You need a fan base, and that's the only way artists can really get out nowadays, besides beat up something. You feel me? So I don't think it's distracting. It also helps other artists find their image and all that by looking at other artists. You feel me? It helps find yourselves and be more creative and original. So I really think the Internet does help artists more than distract them.
Uh-huh. How you feel on that topic, man?
The Internet, it do both, you know what I'm saying? I agree with Jet and you know what I'm saying? And also to add to the pot, to the artist, to let the artist know, you know what I'm saying, you got to stay focused, because there's a bunch of distractions out there with you trying to promote your CD, and here come baby girl from this club want to be your friend. She might be a fan, but all she do is just buck wild. And on her Facebook, she got all kind of craziness on her Facebook. So, you know, that's true. But at the same time, just be careful about who you select as your friend. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say set up a personal page and a fan page. Your fan page could be off the chain. You know what I'm saying? If you were off the chain artist, then you don't give a damn. But if you like me, you, and Jess, us three, we artists, label owners, and all that. So we don't have a certain image, but we do have a certain responsibility under God's under His laws. You know what I'm saying? Because the youth is looking up to it. You know, UNT Radio, if I pick up the heat and just start going in the bank blasting on people and shit, then all the people that follow me are going, man, that dude was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But if I keep doing correct, you know, and he talk to the kids, you know, he sell his music, do his show, you know what I'm saying, stay out of trouble, take care of his kids, you know what I'm saying, him and his wife handle their business, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, they're going to follow me and respect me, you know what I mean, as a man, you know what I mean, that's what the Lord is about first.
That's what's up.
About being a man first.
Man, I want to ask you, why, in your opinion, why do you think artists don't get signed anymore to record deals, to mainstream labels anymore?
You asking me.
Everybody can sign, but now it's kind of hard, and a lot of people get signed for a year and don't even make the whole year because their album flopped before it even come out. See what I'm saying? And then, as you know, they get sold off the label. And it's all bad. And do you think it make it harder for new artists to get on because the old artists is flat? Do you think that's why artists don't get signed anymore? Or how do you feel in your opinion?
Well,
It don't matter, you can answer. God waited for him to answer. I mean, I thought that was his question because I heard you call his name out.
Hey, well, look, I answered, man. I couldn't hear who you asked, but I got an answer.
No, I asked you, man. But see, question was for both parties because, see, I know you're going to give a certain opinion, and I know Jet going to give a certain opinion. That's why I asked certain questions. But see, if both parties kind of agree, then, you know, I know Jet don't really have to say anything because he damn near agrees with what you're saying. But if he slightly disagrees, he's going to say what he want to say. That's why I asked both you guys the same question. Because I want to know both of you guys' a separate opinion out of your mind, out of your brain. What do you feel about it?
Break it down. I heard him, so I answered the question first. So, I'm going to let you answer this one. I want to hear what you come
from. You answer it, man, because you was up on deck. The question is for you.
All right.
Why don't artists get signed anymore, in your opinion?
Man, for one thing, man, the game been kidnapped from us, man. We gave up on a lot of stuff, man. I ain't going to say we, but a certain percentage of artists gave up on certain things. They forgot that what the game is basically about, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like I always say, the music started off, they say with Satan, called him Lucifer in heaven, this man was pretty or whatever, could play all the instruments and everything, crossed God, got kicked out of heaven. All right.
Yeah.
All right. As years went by, if that's true, we don't know if that's true or not. But as years went by, the blacks were slaves or whatever. We was singing. You know what I'm saying? We was using our voice. We was singing to God. You know, help us get up out of here, homie. You know what I'm saying? Then we finally got up out of here. Even when we was poor, slaves, when we had time free, we'd be dancing in a circle. You know what I'm saying? Tap dancing,
yeah.
Singing. So this is what we do today. You know what I'm saying? And that if it's true about Satan, with that story and the music in the cotton fields, singing in the cotton fields, that's why so much evilness in the music industry right now. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of black people don't understand, no disrespect to no other cultures. So I'm a black man, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why my race is struggling so strong, because we've been confused. They're too busy blinding us right now. If you show kids and ass and blunts and drinking money and cars in the fast lane, everybody gonna want to do that. But if you show Farrakhan, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, you know what I'm saying, they'll want to do that. So they eliminate that part of life and make you do the other part of life. But to get back to what I'm saying with this music industry, you know what I'm saying, the reason why it's so hard for brothers to get in right now, because they've been blinded. They don't see what really is going on. You know what I'm saying? You have a responsibility. You work for this major company, and this man works for that major company, and that woman works for this major company. Automatically, when she see a group, she's supposed to automatically get them on somehow. So that way the money can going, you know what I'm saying? But now the top-ranked people have stopped that game and they hired an A&R, who goes around and looks for talent or whatever, and they tell you if your stuff is good or not. So they stop your game. But see, to get personal, on a personal level, the industry was curated for us to just get anybody on. It didn't even matter. Music, movies, or whatever. As long as a black person was getting on, you get money. You ain't got to work at McDonald's. You're getting a big check. And then you give that, you keep pushing and pushing, you keep pulling people through the door, and your game is enhancing, and the race is enhancing, and the culture is enhancing, and boom, you know what I'm saying? The president is black, you know what I'm saying? But we were supposed to do this 50 years ago, but nobody was really doing it, you know what I'm saying? So now it's time to start getting up on top of that game. But it's kind of hard because you got these top people in charge who's stopping you at the door. You know your album is fire. You work all year on it. You spend big money on it. The music is good. The lyrics is good. You didn't do no cussing. You got deep scratches on it, mixing the whole nine. You got a big fan base, like Jeff said. You're doing great. And all of a sudden, you walk through that door, and they turn you down. They don't want to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? They confuse you because on the real, if I work in one of the major companies and I see my peoples, and I know these people over me going to say, no, I work at this company. It's a little homie around the corner at Def Jam Island that can help you. You know what I'm saying? I could push him off to the next person. We ain't going to sign you today, but these people around here looking for somebody. Let me help you go over here. Let me help you go over here. Let me turn you on to my man right here. Let me turn you on to homegirl right here. They don't want to help none. Everybody's being quiet and not opening doors for people, man.
I want to ask you, man, since you're talking about that, why do you think mainstream period, the whole entertainment of mainstream, from acting to whatever it is, mainstream, why do you think they don't give underground really the time of day to even have the chance to even try to cross over to mainstream, to even show them that they're mainstream worthy in their eyes?
Underground is too raw. Underground is like, you know, it's just off the chain. Underground basically stands for Underground Railroad. Underground Railroad. America trying to get the Underground Railroad. They don't want you to see Underground Railroad no more in life. You know what I'm saying? When Black History come around, they mention Harriet Tubman, but they don't get in the depth about no Harriet Tubman, Underground Railroad. You know what I'm saying? Like, on me, you can go to some schools right now in America and ask kids, have you ever seen Roots? No, I ain't never seen that movie. You never seen Roots? Wow. You running around here acting crazy, doing this and this. You ain't never seen Roots. You know what I'm saying? So underground, like they say, if you stay underground, you'll be, if you're underground, you can stay underground. If you hang with some low-life, you can be low-life. If you hang with some rich cats, you can be rich. But that's true and false. Underground, it depends on what you're doing with your underground. You know what I'm saying? Underground means like, I got this deal. I just got blessed with Universal. I'm going to be acting on a new TV show with these big people over here. You know what I'm saying? The Martin Lawrences and things like that. Now, but I'm still underground. Even though I'm working with Martin Lawrence and all this now, I'm going to run home with my money and keep on doing my D1G radio station. I ain't going to fake out. You know what I'm saying? That's underground to me. You know what I mean? You don't sell out. Or now they want you to take your clothes off, and now I'm sleeping with white girls in the movies and white girls only. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody, but that's how they change you. They want you to wear a dress, put on a dress. You know what I'm saying? They didn't change your whole image. Like Jess said, have your fan base and everything together already, even if you're underground or not. Like with me, they choking them all, and they can't stop you.
I said that shit a long time ago, you know, but it's all good. But Miss Kimmy Simone want to say something.
Hello, everybody out there. God bless you all out there. Mad man. I hear you snapping on this thing right here. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Wonderful. Well, I want to say, man, you were just touching on what you just said, and you said one thing. You said, why are we too hard? Ain't that what you said? Okay, now I'm going to take it back to Mac Dre, my homeboy, Andre Hicks, when he said, he's too hard for the motherfucking radio. You understand me? So some of the stuff, they didn't want to get on the radio, but we got to put them on blast radio. So we're going to blast on that ass. God bless y'all, 2015. Y'all got love for me. Give me some on your co-hosts, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. Yeah.
It's all good. And on that note, caller, say what's good and put them on blast radio.
Me? Yeah.
Who's calling? caller. Who's calling?
Yo,
speak
up.
Not you, Jet, Madman. Caller who just came in, what's your name, caller?
Fly Marco.
Who?
Fly Marco. YFK.
Hey,
happy New Year, YFK.
Happy New Year, YFK. Everybody, hey, you got to cut your phone down or cut your radio down. You know, because somebody's echoing, you got to get up off the loudspeaker, it's all last. But you got to love YFK. Happy New Year to you and your family and all your loved ones from Crazy Mo and Miss Kimmy Simone. Put them on blast radio, Raw Dog Music, your number one West Coast radio station. You know, everybody out there, we got YFK on the line. They got much love. They're a friend of the show. See what I'm saying? They're in their family. Everybody go out there and support them. They some youngsters. See what I'm saying? Out the ATL. They from the A out of Georgia. Everybody out there, support them. See what I'm saying? They doing their thing. They holding it down. And please support them. Due to put them on blast radio. See what I'm saying? They're going to be hot. So look for them. That's the future right there. See what I'm saying? So everybody go and support them. That's who we fighting for. It's for them, YFK. And YFK, while we got you on the line, is there any shout-outs you want to give out?
We like a shout-out to Madman, Crazy Mo, Underground Radio, Put Them Up, Lad, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone. Young Flack,
that's
YFK. Entertainment.
Yeah, that's YFK.
That's what's up, baby. Thank you.
Miss Kimmy Simone, thank you. It's all that, man. You know, that's YFK right there. You know, that's the future right there. You know, that's one young fly kids. You already know about them. We had them on the show before. That's part of the ones who want the artists nowadays. The new artists for 2013, any artists to do more positive music. So I'm saying more for all the youngsters, need more positive messages in their songs.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
And they
people like YFK who we need to change the industry for.
Yeah, they're speaking out.
And we already had our time as grown-ups. Even, you know, I understand, Madman, you should agree with me, Jet. Everybody should agree with me on this. You know, if we had years of this since the 80s, from the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, all that. We done did gangster rap. We done did murder rap. We done did pimping rap. We done did bling, hustling rap. We done did it all. See what I'm saying? And we just need one time just to make a difference, just to change. Just to give these youngsters, like Miss Kimmy Simone saying, a positive rap. See what I'm saying? It ain't gotta be, you know, just way off the wall, like no gospel rap or nothing. But just do some positive raps for the youngsters,
you know,
to motivate them, to let them know they got more to look for than just drive-by shootings.
Yes.
And gambling and hustling and pimping and hoeing and stuff and disrespecting females. See what I'm saying? That's what we need to do as artists, because you got to think the youngsters are buying your music and they're listening to you. But at the same time, just because they're buying it don't mean that they just really just feeling it like that. They're buying it because it's just there. See what I'm saying? The beat that you make with your rap, you know, that's what most people listen to anyway, is just the beat. They don't even pay attention to the words. They just listen to the beat because the beat is funky, you know. It's a dope-ass beat, you know. But if you got cool-ass words to go with the beat, then you got you a hit.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And you'll get more fans that way. You'll get elderly people, middle-aged, young people, even youngsters. See what I'm saying? You'll get it all. But otherwise, you know, it ain't going to happen. And that's how artists just fall off and wonder why ain't nobody buying that music, because you won't do no positive rap. You're not letting the kids know anything. You keep brainwashing the youngsters like, yeah, man, we was young. You know, my parents, they did this to me, and they acted a certain way. So I was raised like this. So me and my homies lived like this. So you guys, it's okay to live like that. No, it's not okay to hold a gun as a little kid and run up in the schoolhouse and shoot it up. It's not okay to be a youngster and sell drugs.
when you got an education and a life to live for. See what I'm saying? You got a long journey ahead of you. You can do better things. You could be Barack Obama. You could be
right.
the head of the Sheriff's Department mm-hmm. if you want. Fireman.
Right.
You can play in the NBA or NFL or in the baseball league. See what I'm saying? Play hockey, whatever it is. You can be an entrepreneur like Donald Trump and all these rich, you know, all these rich billionaires. See what I'm saying? That's why I say these older people need to quit telling these youngsters and their music it's okay when it's not okay. So I'm just saying what I want to say. That's just my version of putting things on blast as far as me speaking for certain youngsters that really are tired of hearing negative music and want to hear more positive music, just like the elderly people. That's why people look at us youngsters like, oh, you got a new, you're a rapper? What you rapping about? You a gangster rapper? You rapping about dope again? You going to jail, you jailbird. Why should I listen to your music? Why should I pay you
exactly.
to listen to your music? See what I'm saying? You're not making me happy on your
mm-hmm.
music. I don't dance to your music. I don't bow my head. I don't like nothing about it because you're not giving that positive message. You're not talking about nothing. You're rapping, but you're not saying anything. Since then, there's a difference of rapping and saying something. Rapping
that's
is
right.
just babbling at the mouth, matching words that together, rhyming and stuff. See what I'm saying? Riddling and things. Talking about something is telling a story, a complete story from beginning, the middle, and the end. And you're sending a positive message out of a negative. You're making a positive out of a negative, just like a math problem. You know what I'm saying? Everything is educational. Music could be educational, too, if you look at it. It's just all how you look at it. Everything is educational in a positive way. That's why I say I'm standing up this year, 2013. We're doing this thing for the Teen Summit, and we're going to really do this for the kids and whoever else that's willing to ride with us. I don't care who be mad. They can gun me down after it's all over with. But I know the kids will thank me and the parents and the grandparents will thank me and whoever rallies with us and supports with us, they will thank us for doing this, for helping them kids. It's something that they can remember for the rest of their lives. See what I'm saying? Somebody in the world cares about them. See what I'm saying? Somebody cares enough to try to make a difference in their life. See what I'm saying? Somebody is trying to be their voice and they're young. They know they want to speak, but they can't say too much because they don't want nobody listen to them because of their lifestyle or where they live and stuff like that. So it takes older generations like me and you and Jed and everybody to speak up for people that's young like YFK, see what I'm saying, and other young artists. That's what we're here for, and that's what the movement is. And I hope to God it all goes good this year in 2013.
YFK.
Yes.
Now, for everybody that's out there listening all the way from here to Nigeria in 2013, if they don't believe us, I'm the phone to this mom. And YFK, I don't know which one of you going to speak, but I want you to tell the public right now what it is that you want, since they missed the last interview. You tell the public and tell us elders, what do you expect from us right now? Say it loud. Go.
What we expect is more positive music, less negative music, and more encouragement to the little church that's in the streets that get influenced by the bad and negative music.
Woo! Now, that's YFK, young, fly kids. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all ain't hearing the kids, them babies have just spoke. And YFK, I've told you again and again, and mom and grandmothers that have raised you, father that have raised y'all, I am so proud of you. Keep going, baby. I'm right behind you. Every dime, every penny I got, I'm right behind you. God bless you guys, okay? Thank you.
It's all good. It's all love. And you guys heard this first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, you know, on this music industry discussion 12, 13, 2013. It's all good. Everybody who already knows Put 'Em On Blast Radio, we've been putting in work ever since July 5th, 2012, all the way until now. and we've been rolling all the time. Sometimes we have ups and downs, but that's the way it goes, but we're still keeping it moving, and I thank you guys for the support and keep it up. You know, as long as you guys keep supporting us, it keeps us going. See what I'm saying? So everybody, please call in with interviews once again. That's putemonblastradio@gmail.com. 1 to 3 tracks and a photo so we can add you to the flyer and add you to the calendar. And I just want to say, everybody out there, be safe, not the violence. Much love. We all need to unite as one. We all need to come together. We all need to support our local artists no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And right now, man, within a minute, is there any last shout outs or anything you want to put on blast before we end the show?
Yeah, man, this right here is for me and my homie downtown, DT and Cyan, you know what I'm saying? All right, Jet, thanks for calling in. You still there, Jet?
Hey, y'all still here?
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man. For those that don't know, man, Jet, man, I came out to one of his shows, man. We did a show together, man, last Sunday at the Masquerade out in Atlanta, Georgia, man, you know what I'm saying? I ripped with my homeboy Cyan, and he ripped with his crew, the flight crew, man. You know what I mean? They got a thing moving, man. I'm going to give y'all a shout-out, man. And YFK, man, they've been out all month, y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all been missing them all through the holidays, Thanksgiving, all the way up to Christmas. They've been doing a bunch of shows, man, so they putting in major work, you know what I mean? And I appreciate that. Yeah. I'll be hitting them up, man. Go do this show, and they're going to do it, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all, YFK. You know, this mad man, you know what I'm saying? I'm representing for the whole nine, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's up. And, Jet, is there any last...
in the building! Why?
Yes. That's what's up. And Jet, is there any last words you want to say?
Man, I just want to say thank you for actually putting me on this radio show. It's dope and all, man. I just want everybody to prosper in life and grind and do what they have to do and to accomplish any dreams they have in mind. Because remember, man, nearly anything we think is real, but if it's not, we can create it. Straight up.
Amen. We love you, Jack.
That's what's up. You
yeah,
got
thank
much
you,
left.
Man.
Get
love you, too.
You got much love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. YFK, is there any last words that you want to say to anybody?
YFK, we are.
That was nice. That's what's up. Yeah, we salute you guys. We salute everybody that's came on the show tonight. We salute everybody out there in viral world and media world, everybody out there that's tuning in, even all the haters that's tuning in and sneaking some of our words and lingo and all that. It's all good because we all know where it originated at, right here. And we love you guys all, and we support you guys all the media coverage, everybody around the world, everybody, car dealerships, everybody, no matter what race you is. We support everybody. See what I'm saying? And you got much love from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.
Mixing Messiah.
I guess it's time to get down to basics. Spent 3 years ducking what I catch the cases. All these new faces got a nigga hypnotized. I was born and raised here, but they don't realize it. My city divided, the industry it took over. The streets changed since a little nigga got older. Watch over my shoulder, don't know who to trust now. Before I started banging, I was making touchdowns. Back and forth out of town right after that. Once the homies got cracked, cuz I had to rap. Either that or the motherfucking county jail. I'm good with a pen, but even better with a scale. Clientele ain't none like it used to be. Once I sign on this line, I'ma kill the streets. Lil E, the name speak for itself. About to have this rap game screaming, help, please.
We hustle every morning, all time. That's how I'm living, don't be slipping, paying the prison loans. Cause we used to trust and now for too long. You don't see tripping, time's gonna go. Oh, don't know. Before you see a rainbow, life of a cheat, it's what you want.
Yeah. Some niggas blow up and some niggas just flop.
We
my props, I'm hot, but they doubt a nigga. Move over, the game's too crowded, niggas. A bread getter, the fiends pay a lot for grams. 16 balls to buy a new yacht for him. Got the rims on the six with a punchline. Got a meal for the deal, which is one rhyme. I'm at my prime, these motherfuckers baby stepping. Check the stash in the dash, I got crazy weapons. Play with aggression, this is chess, not checkers. Test my patience, believe he's gon' get ya. Mr. Right, the light from the eyes to blind him. Fuck shipping gold to